Friday, everyone. We've made it through the week. Obviously, it was a crazy one. And so we're so glad you're joining us today. We've got some amazing guests lined up for you. But before we get to that, we have to celebrate because FISA was set to expire today. And it looks like, according to the reports right now, it's going to stall. Now, obviously, we know they're going to push it through because the government loves getting bigger and they love surveilling Americans illegally, of course. But for now, we're a little hopeful. Maybe there will be some tweaks in this because, you know, we couldn't count on Speaker Mike Johnson to do it. But according to reports, as of right now, a bill to reauthorize FISA, the warrantless spying program, has stalled out. So it looks like we might be in the clear. Now, of course, we talk about on the show, this is a letter from Merrick Garland, our U.S. Attorney General, as they call him. Well, he's saying, and he's trying to debunk the FISA rumors that are going around, as he would phrase it. But, and in it, he's trying to say that it'd be unlawful under Section 702 for the government to surveil Americans for things like, you know, at their place of worship, their homes, their businesses. He's trying to deny it. We know that they do this. We've seen it before. We've seen it play out all the time. And so we know that's a lie. And we know it's a lie, well, because just earlier today, Senator Ron Wyden actually spoke about what's in that FISA reauthorization bill. And well, you'll never believe it. Take a listen.
I just read to the Senate means that if you have access to any communications, the government can force you to help it spy. That means anybody with access to a server, a wire, a cable box, a Wi-Fi router, a phone, or a computer. So think for a moment about the millions of Americans who work in buildings and offices in which communications are stored or passed through. After all, every office building in America has data cables running through it. And the people are not just the engineers who install, maintain, and repair our communications infrastructure. There are countless others who could be forced to help the government spy, including those who clean offices and guard buildings. If this provision is enacted, the government can deputize any of these people against their will and force them, in effect, to become what amounts to an agent for Big Brother.
So ultimately, what he's telling here, folks, is that FISA is getting bigger and they're looking to conduct, obviously, more surveillance. That's why they're going to just take average Joes and force them to partake in their illegal behavior. Now, it's interesting because it's not just that senator who's out here trying to ring the alarm on all of this. Senator Josh Hawley is also going after them for this because, well, he also understands how dangerous and illegal, of course, FISA is. In a tweet, he goes into great detail about it by saying, "The House has managed a near impossible feature. They made FISA even broader, giving more power to the government to spy, collect data on Americans. This bill would turn landlords and computer repairmen into spies. This cannot be allowed to stand." And well, obviously, we agree with that. Joining us to discuss all of this, the host of the Mel Kay Show, Mel Kay. Very much for joining us. We're so happy to have you on your first time on our program. So thank you.
Well, it's an honor to be here. I'm a huge fan of yours. And what a crazy day. So many things going on. But, you know, it's really, we the people of the United States have to just accept the fact that we have a government that is completely and totally uninterested in serving us, regardless of party or anything else. Protecting us, our privacy, our, you know, country in any way has become something that seemingly is not of concern to the people in Washington, D.C. at this point.
Yeah, and I think that really states it very clearly. I mean, they just don't care. They just don't care. And, you know, when we start, we try to give them pushback and we try to tell them, you know, we don't want to, first off, we don't elect members of Congress to waive our Fourth Amendment rights. Right. And that, I think, is so critical here. Mel, why is every politician, or almost every politician, really missing the key point? We saw President Trump get spied on through FISA. We saw how they were able to falsify documents to do just that. Why are they all signing off on this as if the 53, I think, reforms they made to it are going to fix the issue? Because it's the same corrupt officials in those right. same positions still.
Right. I think we have to be very honest about multiple things. First of all, don't forget, Inspector General Horowitz testified that 3.4 million search queries through the NSA database happened between December 1st, 2020 and November 30th of 2021. Those were through FISA, and 30% of those queries, 30%, 3.4 million were outside the rules of FISA. Okay, so they were not following the rules. And the other thing about FISA that they keep lying about is that they, of course, it's only for foreigners. But don't forget what happened and how they set up fraudulently. Brennan, Strzok, and all of them set up the huge fraud that was Crossfire Hurricane. Was that 6 months before they launched the investigation, they sent out people all over the country, and they had a list of 26 people, a lot of Trump officials, Trump campaign people, but also Ben Carson, other people, and they had them so-called bump these people to create the illusion that they were somehow working with foreign intelligence officers that were actually setting them up to create the precedents to launch Crossfire Hurricane, and then the spying and treason and sedition that went on for almost 4 years while those people then put themselves back in office. And I think we have to remember that we have a lot of those people that participated in spying on Donald Trump, certainly before he was president, but also while he was president, are now back in these positions of power. They are certainly in a fifth column doing lawfare and other things. The same people who set up a lot of those things, Weissman, Eisen, McCord, they're still the ones going after Trump, and they're passing these through Brookings and other places to keep the lawfare going so we don't pay attention. I think the other thing we all have to agree on is that the Patriot Act was the most unpatriotic thing that could have ever happened in the United States of America. Totally unconstitutional, created an unnecessary blob of intelligence agencies, including DHS, DNI, TSA, all these different groups. Well, what happened after that? There is no oversight. So the intelligence blob and NSA and all of them that came from the Patriot Act actually has not only had no oversight whatsoever, but then was weaponized when the DOJ under Obama and Holder launched the Department of Justice National Security Division to be the prosecution persecution wing of the unconstitutional fourth branch over there, what I call the blob of intelligence. And honestly, at this point, my feeling is that they have usurped the checks and balances of the other three branches, and that the other three branches are also being surveilled. Because another side of the story that's never told is that the NSA has agreements with all the Five Eyes nations counterparts of the NSA, the so-called CIAs, FBIs of five countries, all of which walked in lockstep during the pandemic, if you recall, all work together, sharing data on citizens of all of our countries. They also have an agreement with the EU. And even worse, they went into a formal agreement, NSA and DHS, with all of the internet companies that own social media. So all of those different people are gathering information and putting it into a database that is watching all of us. So the warrantless 702 is the tip of the iceberg. The American people right now have almost zero privacy. And all that needs to happen is the FBI, which of course now has a anti-government, anti-authority division to go after basically MAGA and patriots, or the Merrick Garland DOJ just has to suggest that you or I may be a domestic terrorist or a threat to national security, as they've already said Trump is, if you don't think Crossfire Hurricane 2.0 is in play. But in the meantime, they can open a file on anyone at any time, and they have all that access to data.
Yeah. Well, that's the problem, right? And when you sit here and you talk to these officials as if they don't remember what happened during all of this, they sit there and say, oh, no, well, we fixed it. We fixed it because we put – Mike Johnson said this exactly. He said that we've put provisions now in FISA that if any of these federal agents do things that they're not supposed to do, like they did to President Trump, that they – face prison time. But the laughable part in all of this is who prosecutes them. It's the DOJ, right, which is just equally as corrupt and is likely going to be asking for these favors to be done. So they've got that blanket of protection. When you sit here and you look at Speaker Mike Johnson, for an example, I remember just 6 months ago, he was talking about how he sees the world through the lens of the Bible, how he is pro America first, how he's a constitutional attorney, and that he's flipped so quickly. Mel, we talk about corruption all the time. Why do you think people like Speaker Mike Johnson have changed so quickly?
Well, like I said, I think there's a fourth branch, unconstitutional branch of government that is running roughshod over the other three branches. We're not really told what goes on over there. They don't disclose anything. They're working with foreign nations. They're working with multinational corporations. They're certainly working with all of the NGOs that are doing the fact-checking and the spying, we know from the Twitter files and all of that. Mm-hmm. So basically, they can get anything on anyone. And frankly, if they don't get it on that person, they're going to get it on a family member. We've all never been privy to what they've captured from the blackmail ring that was Jeffrey Epstein. We don't know what was on the Wiener laptop. And to be very honest, a lot of people thought Bill Barr was some kind of champion coming in. But the truth mm-hmm. of the matter is, if you look back to the Crossfire Hurricane, which is still something that needs to be adjudicated, and all the people from the Mueller team, because the Mueller-Weissman team investigated the fraud that was Crossfire Hurricane, fully knowing that it was all fake, it was all phony. And they went mm-hmm. on with two impeachments, all the same team, all the same people, all put back in power after Biden took the White House. So the one thing we should also be asking is, through Bill Barr and John Durham, the one thing that was never allowed by both purview, Mueller said it when he testified that he wasn't allowed to look into the origins of Crossfire Hurricane. And then Durham, when he came out and testified, said he wasn't allowed to look into anything within the government. His purview was the Clinton campaign, the DNC, the outside groups that was Sussman and all that, but never inside. So apparently, and I believe this is since JFK's murder, but apparently since with all this stuff, nobody's been able to look at the agencies within. So what mm-hmm. it does appear is every time they launch an investigation or a weaponization committee or this or that, we're talking about big institutions being questioned, never individuals. We're never seeing individuals inside the government held accountable. And the reason, I believe, is that is by design. They do not want us looking at the FBI, the DOJ, the CIA, any of these groups, because then the whole house of cards falls down. So what it appears is that these people are all protecting the institutions and the government mm-hmm. and the people and the Constitution, all of that is secondary. And again, I'm of the belief that the entire thing's captured, and our country right now is actually being run by a public-private partnership that is fully aligned with a globalist agenda that functions above our government like a parent company. And until the American people realize left of center, right of center, we're actually on the same side when it comes to freedom, liberty, privacy, and transparency, and we should all start acting like it.
Yeah. Well, I really do hope that we do. You brought up Bill Barr. I think it's interesting enough because last week I actually sat down with Jeff Clark, who was a former DOJ official, and he is one who's being prosecuted right now, both in Fulton County and then they're trying to take away his they're trying to disbar him in DC, for an example. And they've been gunning for him for quite some time. And when you ask him, why are they doing this? It's because Bill Barr wanted to shut down election fraud investigations. They were getting tips. I know I've spoken to members of the FBI who confirmed they were getting election fraud tips and they were told not to investigate them. And then when, sadly, he stepped to the plate and wanted to go after them, they didn't like that. And now they're going after him. But Bill Barr, on three separate occasions, as he detailed, and you guys could head back over to an interview, it was an incredible interview. He details three occasions where they shut down, Bill Barr specifically, shut down investigations into election fraud. And you can't grill Bill Barr on it. People are refusing to ask him those questions. Why did you do so? You don't get an answer. Since we're on the topic of persecutions, too, I wanted to talk about the president, President Donald Trump. He was in Manhattan today. Obviously, we know he's going through his whole hush money trial, is what they call it. But he's in day four of that. They've just completed the jury. They're pretending like it's not a biased jury, but we all know we don't do political trials in this country because there's no such thing as an impartial jury when you're talking about a political trial. But before heading into court today, the president had this to say about his gag order.
So they ought to get rid of the conflict with the judge because that's something that he cannot do anything about. It's wrong. It's wrong. And the second thing is I have to be released from the gag order. They've taken away my constitutional rights to speak, and that includes speaking to you. I have a lot to say to you. And I'm not allowed to say it. And I'm the only one. Everyone else can say whatever they want about me. They can say anything they want. They can continue to make up lies and everything else. They lie. They're real scum. But you know what? I'm not allowed to speak. And I want to be able to speak to the press and everybody else about it. So why am I gagged about telling the truth? I'm only telling the truth. They're not telling the truth. The judge has to take off this gag order. It's very, very unfair.
Mel, they've slapped a gag order on him and they're looking to continue to penalize him for speaking out on his own behalf. We have all these leakers going to, of course, like the New York Times and other outlets, and they're allowed to sit there and completely taint any potential jury pool, I guess. Why do you think the judge in this case is refusing to back down from that gag order?
Well, because the judge in this case is not working for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, justice, or anyone else. The Constitution, you know, the Southern District of New York is where cases like Epstein and Wiener go to die, and cases that are totally fraudulent and should never have been brought, that are political persecutions, go to take over the airwaves. But the truth is, at this point, people have to really understand, and this is not about whether you like Trump or not, whether you're a Republican or Democrat. If you are an honest person with a conscience and an idea that the Constitution should work not just for Donald Trump, but for everyone in this country, you have to very much understand that what we are dealing with now is a continuation, as he says, of what happened in 2015, 2016, 2017, and forward. The FBI and the CIA and a bunch of lawyers in the DOJ, including Weissman, Eisen, McCord, all the people we talk about, they created an illusion about Donald Trump way back when, and it went on for years. And these same people are still, if you go look at the documents on the Brookings Institute Lawfare pages or on Just Security, which is Andrew Weissman's organization, or Norm Eisen's organization, States United, you're going to find all of this documentation about all of the Trump trials. You're going to find that Weissman and Eisen wrote a memo in order to facilitate these trials that were sent through Mary McCord, I believe through Lisa Monaco, out to these prosecutors, Alvin Bragg, Letitia James, Fannie Willis, Jack Smith. These are not coming from these people. These are coming from people that committed real crimes in 2016 to 2020 that were never tried, that were never held accountable, including Comey and Strzok and all these people that Donald Trump filed that lawsuit again, which people should go look at. It's actually on my resource page. You can read it. So I also think there's two things going on here. One is they do not want Trump to win. And I believe that it's not because of anything having to do with America or democracy. I believe that it's because the parent company that is running the United States with Larry Fink and all the people that are invested in the global governance model of Agenda 2030 will lose trillions of dollars if Donald Trump goes back in there and dismantles their agenda yet again, as he did the first time, which is the globalist organizations they need to push forward the end of nation states, which is their end goal with the Great Reset. He is a enemy of them and their financial system all the way to the Bank of International Settlements. So their hatred of Trump and funding all these NGOs, Brookings and otherwise, and all these lawfare, all these tactics coming at it, is really about their financial investment in a post-America world. Trump is a problem for that. To us, he would be sand in the gears towards that direction. But if you can understand that there is a public-private partnership of stakeholders running what appears to be a parent company above the government that is funding and fueling all of what's going on at the demise of the people that are all the way at the bottom, it makes a lot more sense. They have a huge stake in Donald Trump never getting in office again. And it's got nothing to do with America, the people, or this country. It has to do with the business enterprises, people like Fink and Gates and all the billionaire oligarchs that are running our country, staying in power for as long as they can until they can actually jump us into the digital future of total totalitarian track and trace surveillance that they've set up with many of these things, which includes the entire spying apparatus. So if we look at the stakes here, who benefits from what's happening to Donald Trump? Not the American people, not left or right or anyone, and certainly not the nation or law of order. No, this is about something bigger than our country. And until the American people realize that everything that's functioning is all about pushing us into the agenda that Joe Biden and Kamala Harris announced already. It's on the White House website under in September of 2023, Kamala Harris and Joe Biden put out a document about their global goals, their commitment to Agenda 2030, which Barack Obama signed us on to in 2015. Everything they have planned from 2025 forward is to achieve Agenda 2030, which of course they say on all their documents, it's not a conspiracy that they no longer believe in nation states, that global governance, global problems, global pandemic, global war, global climate change, whatever, requires global governance. And that, and their model is comes from Kissinger and all the Rockefeller and everyone that created it 100 years ago. And they're in the end game and they're as close as they've ever been. But because of Donald Trump and people like you, and people all over the world that see what's going on here, they are also as far away as ever. And all of this is about them maintaining that power so that they can trick us into walking eyes wide open into a future that nobody in America wants.
Absolutely. And that's the real goal in all of this. And that's what's so disturbing about it. Mel, before we go, I wanted to promote, you have a website where you put all these documents up for people to view. Yeah. So just tell our audience a little bit about that.
Yeah, I want them to know this because I don't like the idea that they're still using the bogus, dullis idea that conspiracy theories. No, it's only a conspiracy theory if it's a secret cabal. But if these people put out the documents on their own website, it's not a secret, it's not a conspiracy theory, and it's real. So what I've done is I've gone through and a lot of them have been disappeared from the very disturbing Google back tracing and disappearing documents that are real that should be out there. So on the MelKayShow.com website, I have a resource page totally free. And if you go on that resource page and you scroll down to opposition playbooks, I've put as many documents there in PDF form that proves not just that their goals are global governance goals and all of this stuff, but that has it for NATO and for all different things, aspects of the 17 development goals, which are to our demise. They want a global digital infrastructure that all of us are on a track and trace surveillance model. A lot of the surveillance going on in America right now, like I told you with the NSA, DHS, is global. All of the things that Obama and Biden, O'Biden, I call him, are putting money into in the document on the resource page under opposition playbooks. It's the global commitments by Kamala Harris and Joe Biden to Agenda 2030. It's also on the White House website right now, global commitments. You're going to see about $2 to $3 trillion that they plan to allocate between 2025 forward to achieve Agenda 2030, which ends nation states. It says it first and foremost. So my resource page is a place to dig into anything. I do a lot, obviously, on human trafficking and child trafficking and all of that. I do a lot on the globalist agenda. I put up all the opposition playbooks, and I do a lot of different options that you could look into, CIA D-class, all of that, all free on the MelKayShow.com. And you just click at the top, resources, it'll take you down. And it has a lot of information that's being hidden, a lot of websites that you can't find anymore. And I just think it's important that we keep the information going, because 1984 was supposed to be fiction, and we're actually living in it right now.
Yeah, we are. Again, folks, it's the MelKayShow.com. That's where you go to get your hands on those resources. It's important because, like you said, all the stuff magically disappears, of course. And so it's great that you have it all archived here for our audience to give it a look. And honestly, there's no one diving deeper into all of this than you. So we're really grateful for that. So thank you, Mel, for joining us. It's so much to unpack, but it's important for everyone to do their own research and look into these things, because it's really, really important.
Yeah, and it empowers you to empower yourself, and that's what we need. Empowered citizens, take back your individuality or individual liberty or individual sovereignty and become your own expert. And there's lots out there. So just get started, and you'll be in no time the Paul Revere of your own community and where people need to know what's happening. Thank you so much. I will see you on my show next week.
Yes. Yes, you will. Thank you, Mel. I appreciate it. This was a pleasure.
You too. Bye-bye.
Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back. The MyPillow guy.
And you're looking good.
Still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever. MyPillow 2.0. When I invented MyPillow, it had everything you'd ever want in a pillow. Well, now there's new technology that makes it even better. MyPillow 2.0 has my patented fill combined with a cooling fabric with temperature regulating thread. MyPillow 2.0 is truly the next generation of MyPillow.
Now's the time to go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use the promo code to save 50% on your MyPillow 2.0. Not only that, for a limited time, your entire order ships absolutely free.
You're sleeping even better.
And cooler, too.
And you're looking good.
Feeling good.
I knew you would.
MyPillow.com.
And if you enjoyed that segment, make sure you hit that like button. And if you want to see the news before it becomes the news, you have to subscribe to our channel. And well, if you have a liberal friend that you're looking to save, make sure you share this content with them.